The goal of this podcast is to help you break in and thrive in advertising. And usually I have on a guest and I interview them. I talk about how they broke in and their advice along the way. They're usually about 40-minute episodes. That's what we've been doing for the past 4 years, essentially. But I'm starting Blueprint, which is deep dive advice in a specific area where I answer one question at a time from you all. So if you have any questions or topic areas you would like me to address, feel free to email me at Geno, G-E-N-O, at breakenterpod.com. So this is my first one on the mic alone. It will be scattered. I most likely will contradict myself. So if you need any clarification, every situation is different. Feel free to call me or email me and we can have a conversation for 15 minutes and clarify. The first topic area that I want to talk about is how to prep for an interview. For any interview, whether it's an internship or a full-time job. And I want to start by talking about what worked for me. Back in 2020, before the pandemic, I had an interview opportunity at Edelman for their Immersion Associate Program, which I'm not sure if it's still a thing anymore. But I remember this program, I remember being super excited for just the recruiter call. My route to prepare for that interview was by listening to podcasts. No shocker there. I looked up Richard Edelman, knowing he was the CEO of Edelman at the time. I believe he still is. I looked him up on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and I just basically scavenged around the internet to see what he was saying about the company and where it was at today. So there was a podcast called Ad Age's Ad Lib Podcast, which I don't think is a thing anymore, but I loved it. It was with Brian Breaker, who I ended up interviewing later on. I listened to Richard Edelman's conversation on Ad Lib probably 10 to 20 times, I would say. It was about an hour-long episode. I listened to that on repeat before that first recruiter call. And I then studied the recruiter and looked her up and saw what she was saying on LinkedIn. So I came in really prepared to talk about why I was a good fit for Edelman. And it worked. I think, you know, I nerded out a lot on that first recruiter call, that first recruiter interview. And maybe it was overboard, but it pushed me along the process where I ended up advancing. And I basically just kept on re-listening to that Richard Edelman podcast along the way. Now, this was before breaking and entering. I guess this could be why I love podcasts so much, because it helped me get my first job in advertising. It helped me break in. But I was saying it might have been a little bit overboard for that first recruiter call, because these first recruiter calls, usually 15 to 30 minutes, they just want to get the fundamentals about you. They want to feel confident that they can pass you along to the next person, that you are interested in the company and you know yourself and you know what role you want to be. So before any call, and you'd be surprised now, I do these interviews for our internship at Havana Chicago, which is currently closed. I apologize. I do these interviews quite a bit, and also informational calls as well. And you'd be surprised the amount of students and the people applying, aspiring advertisers, that don't do the research on the company. I want to, as somebody that's interviewing, I want to be blown away about the research they do about Havas Chicago. I want them to say specifically what campaigns that they liked or what maybe even needed work. Commenting on our current clients and news in the press is super important to me, but it also can show that this person actually wants to work here. So if you get any sort of interview, do your research, be able to speak about the company and how you align with that company. It goes a long way, because then actually you might not even have to answer any of those behavioral interview questions. A really good interview is a conversation. if you go into it right away and start talking about your passion for the company and maybe what that person actually, the person that you're interviewing, how they contributed to that campaign or for that project or for that news, you very well might end up skipping all of those tell me about your strengths and weakness questions. And before you know it, 30 minutes goes by and they just enjoyed the conversation. So no matter what role you're going for, I guess you have to take on this journalist perspective. Of course, later down the line, as you advance, because you did so well on that first call, you will have to be able to speak about your work. So if you're a copywriter, you have to talk about the writing that you've done. If you're an art director, you have to talk about the layouts and the visuals. That's all to come, right? First, know yourself, know the company, and then later down, be able to speak about your work and how you arrived at that idea. For account people, which can be a whole separate podcast, be able to speak about the relationships that you've had and you've created. Talk about the growth that you've had with local companies or how you've brought people together in class. And really that human approach is so important for account people. I would love for somebody that wants to be an account manager, assistant account executive, whatever the title might be, I would love for someone to say, here are three contact people, here are three contact references that you can call right now, and they can tell you directly that I've helped increase their business from a campaign that we've had. I might actually go and call those people and say, did Joe Schmo actually increase sales for your local coffee shop in East Lansing, Michigan? And that could be very, very compelling as well. So that's going to be my high level. I think we're at 7 minutes. I think it's pretty good. Know the company, know yourself, and then later down the line, be able to speak to your work, showcase it, and you should be very, very good. At the end of the day, if they don't hire you after that, then it's probably not the right fit, and that is okay. You will find something, and I'm happy to help you. Thank you for listening.